Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Howdy and good morning. I hope you are having a lovely, frigid morning. As a recovering meteorologist, I pay great attention. Yesterday, I was so busy trying to cover my pepper plants and my cabbage plants and my spinach plants. And I got it all. I'm not tomato plants. And I did harvest my herbs. So I'm going to dry those. I'm going to miss those fresh herbs. But just one of those things. But yes, this is global cooling. My friends, and as an aside, as a recovering meteorologist, I have to tell you, if you look at the climatology, the history of weather cycles, and what is going on the sun, which I mentioned in an earlier hour, we have an X51 solar flare happening today on the way here. But the sun has entered what's called the grand solar minimum. Now, that may not mean much to you, but essentially the sun goes through periods where it gets, there are short duration cycles that are 11 years long, but those are happening within these very long 100-year plus cyclical patterns. And I really have talked, I've talked about it on this show with Tara before. We entered what's called the grand solar minimum about 2 years ago, the early stages of this. And these things can last for a decade or more. So anyway, we will, I think, be experiencing severe global cooling, much as happened in what was called the Maunder Minima or the mini ice age that happened back in the late 1700s and the early 1800s, where you had, they called it the years without summer up in the northern tier of states and in northern Europe. So I really believe that this is just a taste of what is to come. And actually, we have a caller on. So let's talk to, is it Boris in Manassas, Virginia? Boris.
It's Boris. Boris, in the Russian guy.
Boris. Hi to Natasha for me, will you?
No, her name is Helen.
It was a joke. Back from the cartoon, Boris and Natasha on the Rocky and Bullwinkle show. Never mind. I'm showing my age, Boris. Anyway.
So am I. No worries.
Tell me what's on your mind.
I want to humbly correct you. You earlier said that today is a day where we honor those who have given the ultimate sacrifice. Unfortunately, that's for Memorial Day. Today, we honor those
Veterans
who have served.
Day. Well, hang on.
I'm one of those.
I know. No, I said it was Veterans Day. They, too, were honoring those as well, many of whom did pay the ultimate price. If I misspoke, you will forgive me. You're that kind of guy.
Absolutely. Great show. Absolutely. I like to correct things because that's where I am. But anyway.
Do that.
My wife, whose name is not Natasha, has been with me for 50 years.
Bless
in
you.
2 weeks.
What happy almost anniversary, Boris. Good on you, mate.
Absolutely. And then the last thing I want to tell you is I joined the Marine Corps 9 months after arriving to this country.
Did you really? God bless you for that.
Can anybody beat that?
No, but I'll tell you something funny. One of my very good friends is a jarhead, a former gunny sergeant in the Marines, and his birthday was yesterday. And he
happy birthday to him. And in November, I can't believe it.
And think about it, and it coinciding with the 250th anniversary of the Marines.
Absolutely.
I thought that was so synchronous.
Absolutely. And by the way, you're doing a great job. And tell Tara hello for me.
I will do that. Next time I get to Boris, God bless you. Thank you for calling.
God bless you, too.
Okay. So quickly, let's get to some of these on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Text. The person who does the weather on Word needs to tell people to bring their pets in or provide warm shelter. Plants are not as important. Well, I couldn't agree with that more. Being the owner of two dogs and two horses, we did blanket the horses, believe me, before we put them out. And yes, we know that. But yes, bring those dogs in. Nothing infuriates me more. I'll drive by and I see this frequently. There'll be some dog on a chain sitting out in somebody's front yard and it's 20-something degrees and the poor dog is shivering. I mean, please, people, come on, have a heart. So this is another interesting text, and I would agree with this texter. Tony, I am not impressed. All they did was pass Pelosi's continuing a resolution. Okay, yes, the government shutdown was about that. You are correct. We need to get a big handle on our spending and where it's going. And yes, I'm not a fan of the continuing resolution. It is time to stop and start all over again and not just, okay, well, we're just going to spend the same amount of money the same way we did last time and it'll all be good. No, I don't think, though, that is what's getting ready to happen next time in January when they vote. I pray not. Because one of the things about the Trump administration is he is trying to get a handle on this. Yes, we spend obscene amounts of money. And so what do we spend it on? Well, ever larger and larger federal outlays for most of it goes to social programs, the vast majority. And here's some thoughts. This whole SNAP thing, what used to be called food stamps, here's a thought. Did you know in 1970, about 2% of the people received SNAP benefits, food stamps, whatever? It's grown 13%, 42 million people. And much of this happened. It spiked by 69% between 2008 and 2013. I wonder if Barry Obama had anything to do with it. Who knows? Reaching a high now of incredible amounts, I'd say 42 million people. And the sad truth about this is there has been a 300% increase in 20 years if you compare that to the overall increase in the number of people enrolled, meaning that a lot of this has been going to illegal aliens. A lot of it's been drained out through fraud. And this is something that we have to get a handle on in this country. We can't keep doing this. And I pray we won't. Well, anyway, we're still trying to get a hold of John Oliver, having a little trouble there. If we do, we do. And if we don't, we don't. One thing you can count on, we'll have more of the Tara Show coming up with me, your humble host, Tony Dale from Common Sense Talk. We do that show on the weekends. Stick around. Well, good.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning, howdy. I'm glad you're here. And I finally got a hold of John Oliver. So let me set this up. I grew up loving films. And one of my favorite, all-time favorite movies is a movie called The Patriot with Mel Gibson. That was a brilliant movie, really. It had a lot to do with the Battle of Cowpens. But we have not had a good movie like that about our early days, a great war movie. Since then, and there is a man by the name of John Oliver who has been working very hard to get a film made here in the Carolinas, no less, about the Battle of Kings Mountain, which was one of the most amazing battles ever. Let me welcome John Oliver. John, good morning. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning to you, Tony, neighbor and friend.
There it is.
Happy to be speaking with you.
Yeah, in fact, a little background here. So I live in Tryon. John lives in Tryon. And John is involved with the Tryon International Film Festival and other things. And I kept hearing about this guy that was in the pre-production process of filming this movie. And then one day we met and went to lunch and was like, whoa, now, this is exciting stuff. So you, let's set this up as well. Are one of the most knowledgeable people. You are basically a historian. This is your passion. So first, how did you come to want to tell the story?
Well, of course, I'm a very patriotic American, and I love our revolution. It's very unique in world history. Really, we should never have had even the slightest chance of beating the world's greatest armed forces and navy, but we did. And we did that with tenacity, and we did it by standing together. And it's just a great story for then, and I think it's an important story, especially now, because particularly the one we want to tell, the Battle of Kings Mountain, really involved all Americans. Only one British officer was on that mountain. That was Patrick Ferguson. The rest were Americans. Half of them thought we needed a king to tell us what to do, and the other half said, no, we don't. And I think that we can obviously see some reflections in that. And I think it's just a real important story to tell, period, but also a bit of an allegory. So I've been working for many, many years. I do have a great team, including Patrick Davis, a New York Times bestselling novelist. Brian Todd is a co-producer. He's a great Hollywood producer guy. And we have two major stars who are fully committed to coming. But, of course, we can't mention their names until we give them quite a bit of money. So we are in the phase of raising capital. And we also have an incredible resource called Heart Square, H-A-R-T Square. That's near Hickory, North Carolina. And it has every scene we need pre-built from the time period.
Let me stop you and tell people why that is such an important thing in filmmaking. because generally people don't know this, but you have to go somewhere and build a set a lot of times, particularly for a historical film. But tell them what this is. It's fascinating.
So Dr. Robert Hart, in the 1950s, a Camden guy who moved to near Hickory, North Carolina, in a little place called Vail, heard that there was going to be a 1760s water mill taken down not too far away. And he said, no, there is. They're not going to knock it down. So he went up there and took it apart piece by piece, numbered each piece, and brought it back to his 250-acre farm in Vail. And he repeated that 110 more times throughout his life. And so he brought all these buildings back, put them back together as they were, with the accoutrements and antiques that were in them. And so we have all these options. We can't even use them all. There's so many. But we even have a complete mock-up of a frontier blockhouse and palisade, which is important for when the Overmountain men came over. It's a basic, looks exactly like Fort Watauga in Tennessee. So we have every single set we need, and they're all in one location with no traffic noise, no air traffic, and it's just brilliant. So we can literally shoot one while we're knocking down the other one, not literally, but taking down the lights and starting to light up the next one. So it cuts time way back, and when you have two major stars at a whole lot of money each day, it really will make our budget easier, and we'll just get to make a better movie.
Let's
and, of course, our director. Oh, go ahead.
Well, let me go ahead and mention that. Then I want to talk about the Overmountain Boys.
Okay. Our director is Nick Searcy from Silva, North Carolina. Many of you will know him. If you don't, look him up. He's been in 138 movies and TV shows, and is a great director and a North Carolinian who shares our passion for this project.
So you mentioned the Overmountain Boys. A lot of people don't understand what actually went down. I live in Tryon, as you do, and this is such an incredible story, but basically, it much like in The Patriot, this is what happens when you go to people who just want to be left alone and start telling them what to do.
Exactly. And the Overmountain Men came to be because our Governor Tryon, great name for a town, not a very nice fellow, basically gave all the good arable, tillable land in the east to his slave-owning friends and told everyone else to buzz off to the west. And they did. And they kept going further and further west. And once they started going over the mountains, he realized he could no longer tax and control them. And of course, the Irish and the Scots-Irish and the Scots, of course, love these Appalachian Mountains since they're actually a part of their original mountain chain. And they felt at home, so they kept going into the mountains and basically didn't listen to him. And they were known as the Overmountain Men. And, of course, they had stayed out of the horrible, bloody Civil War that was going on here because one of the joys of being on the mountains is they didn't have to be a part of it. But finally, a gentleman by the name of Reverend Doak gave them a fiery, literal come-to-Jesus meeting, and they agreed to come over and help, and they swayed and made the difference at Kings Mountain, which didn't, the battle itself lasted just over an hour, and it was a total victory. Everyone on that hill who were Americans fighting for the Brits were either dead or captives.
John, you mentioned the important element there. I'm going to go visit it. The Christian element here. A lot of people don't remember there was something called the Black Robe Regiment in those days.
Yes.
Your film, it has a very Christ-centric component to it, does it not?
Absolutely. There's a lot of faith in it. I wouldn't go as far as calling it a faith-based film entirely, but yes, faith is throughout this. I mean, you can't imagine expecting to be the largest army in the world. And of course, Cornwallis had won all of his battles. At Camden, he destroyed the last standing ready army in the continent completely. They went to the wind. So here he is with nothing between him and Washington. Washington was at that time in Morristown, and he could not feed his troops. They did not have bullets or shoes. So had he been able to get there, it was about a 5-week, 6-week march. Had he been able to get there, that would have changed things drastically. But he didn't see anyone in front of him, and there wasn't any army, but that's when the people rose up.
I love it. Just stick around. Can you stick around for another segment? Because
I want
to flesh this out a bit. So we are talking with film producer John Oliver about the first, on Veterans Day, no less, about the very first victory of the American Army, the veterans way back, and the Battle of Kings Mountain, which happened not very far from here, and was one of the pivotal battles in winning our freedom. So stick around, more of the Terra Show with Tony Dale, and we will have more with John Oliver after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes. If network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
There he is again. How are you? Before we get back to John Oliver, a little sort of context to why I thought it was interesting to have him on. So this is what's happening in the film business in Hollywood. Hollywood is dying. If you adjust for inflation, they lost, they say, $455 million. Adjusted for inflation, $906 million. They had the worst box office since 97, which leads to a question. Why? What's happened to movies? I watch Netflix, Prime, whatever. I've gotten to the point where I don't, if it's made after 2015, I'm pretty dubious before I watch it, because they started just making woke junk. And one thing they haven't made is a patriotic movie. And John Oliver, my guest, is in the production phase of the pre-production phase, rather, of a film called Revolutionary that is about the Battle of Kings Mountain. And I became so enamored with this movie, I actually even wrote a theme song for it, didn't I, John? I won't play it today, but yeah.
You did. You certainly did. And thank you for that. And it's been an exciting journey, I can tell you that. Another thing that's relatable, how does everybody feel about this cool weather this morning? Would you like to be outside without shoes and very thin clothing and walk 90 miles to fight and probably die? I don't think many of us would fall for that.
Those guys, the Overmountain Men, were absolutely, we don't, sometimes when I'm hiking up in the woods and I realize what was involved in settling the Appalachians and that area, Blue Ridge Escarpment, who were these guys? Those Scots-Irish dudes, they were unbelievable. And you, yeah. we drive by Kings Mountain and we look up the side of that thing, but describe to people what these guys faced with General Ferguson up there.
Well, Ferguson, you know, was well entrenched up there. He had the high ground. That's usually a huge, you know, way to victory. We believe he had slightly higher numbers, although because it was all militia, we don't have good numbers. But let's just say the top of that hill was covered with people who knew how to fight and had been fighting. And they were fighting basically farmers and trappers and other people. But, you know, I
had good weapons. but hey, we got to say this about the Over Mountain Boys. They had those long flintlocks and they knew how to shoot.
Yes, that was the difference. They knew they could shoot a squirrel at 100 yards out of a tree. So the guys on top of that mountain had no idea what was coming. They hid behind rocks and trees, and they were able to end that battle somewhere over an hour. And no one walked off that mountain. Ferguson, you know, had bragged that God himself could not remove him from Kings Mountain, and it remains true. His body is still there. You know, he was right about one thing anyway. What a turning point. I just want to briefly touch on why it was so important. It caused General Cornwallis to turn around and go backwards for the first time and only retreat he had during his really excellent 50-year military career. So he withdrew back into South Carolina near Winnsboro and stayed there and licked his paws for a few months and then said he'd like to try those hillbillies again. And he went to the Cowpens. And, well, we all know what happened there as well, I think. For those who don't, he got another dose of the same sort of spirit. And from that point on, he was basically running for his life and his army's life. And then there was the race to the Dan, and eventually he's trapped at Yorktown. So you can take that battle at Kings Mountain and, of course, Cowpens and lead it directly to the victory we had.
So let's talk about getting this film made. Because yes. In the modern world of filmmaking, it's all about how do you raise the capital to get a movie made. And what's cool about a lot of the, particularly Christian movies now, Angel Studios is an example, is various unusual ways of funding a film. And you have an unusual way individuals can actually become investors in this.
That is correct. We are just about to launch a series of videos talking about the same things we've been talking about today. And with those, we will, of course, be encouraging people to make a donation, which we convert into film funds in varying amounts. And I will, of course, keep you posted and our friends at WORD posted on that, the release of that. And we will be talking with various experts about the battle, sort of like we have been today. And then going into what we need to make this happen. I can also say, if anyone listening has any pull with the North Carolina legislature, they are looking at finding some additional funds to help support this. So God bless them in that effort, and that will help kick us off as well. But we certainly need, you know, it's a lot like the battle. We're going to need help from just about everyone, and it's going to be very much grassroots.
And it's right on. I don't think you mentioned this, but people can actually, it's a deductible, tax deductible.
Yes, that's correct.
Tell them how that works.
Well, you know, the details obviously are not completely on paper yet, but we do have, yes, a 501c3 through which we can pass that. And we will, you know, get into all of that, obviously, clearly. So, yes, someone can make it tax deductible if they prefer to do so. And that's always a nice advantage. And that's going through the Tryon International Film Festival, I will say. So 10% of that money will go to them, which is another great cause to help young filmmakers and to have us tell our stories from this part of the world to the rest of the world instead of the other way around.
People have been making films in Hollywood for a long time. People are fleeing Hollywood in droves because Hollywood is dying because of their own ineptitude and wokeness. And many of these people are coming to states like North Carolina and Texas and other places to make films. So really, John, in a way, you may be in the vanguard of an entirely new way of filmmaking here.
I think so. It certainly has. The cabal in L.A. has broken up. They have, like you said, they've simply shot themselves in the foot by telling stories no one outside of their little ring of friends wants to see or hear. And so, yeah, they've kind of put themselves out of business. Obviously, they're still doing some serial work and stuff. But as far as making movies, they're not coming here.
Well, John, we have about a minute left. So in that short time, how can people find out more about Revolutionary?
I ask them to continue to look on Facebook, and obviously I will give you this information. We are going to be opening a website and beginning to do these videos. We have been on this for several years. This is a new tack for us. We realized we needed it. And so I will keep you posted, and hopefully you can keep your audience posted. We'll keep Tara posted as well. And we will have a website. Obviously, you'll see us on Facebook, and you'll see us on X.
Cool. Well, I thank you so much, and I'm so in your corner on this thing, and would love to see a new Patriot on Veterans Day. This was our first big victory for the American Army. Hey, how cool is that? Well, John Oliver, best of luck, my friend.
Thank you.
All right. And, of course, I will keep you posted and keep Tara posted as well on the progress on this. Wouldn't that be great to have a patriotic movie like The Patriot shot right here in our own backyard? Heck yeah. Tony Dalen for Tara, back after this. Howdy. Welcome back to the Tara Show. Glad to have you with us. We finished talking with John Oliver and we on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Got a couple of texts about this. Always amazed at the tenacity of the Overmountain men to charge up a mountain in a gunfight after marching so many miles, I would add barefoot, many of them. This puts modern-day soldiers to shame. We who often can't be bothered to march into the voting booth. Very good point on Veterans Day. Remember what it is that these men and women have done over the last 200 and almost 50 years. It's quite amazing. And I got this, too. This is interesting. I own a farm on Kings Creek, and I would be happy to offer it for use for making this film. Do you know, this is what has happened to our culture. Our educational system has completely dismantled history. We have two generations or more, really, of people who've grown up being maleducated and not even taught what our forefathers did to give us this incredible life that we have. Yes, it started back in the Revolutionary War, but we've been through several wars since then, have we not? That's why we're celebrating Veterans Day, which, by the way, I think this is so... There's this old saying, I don't know where I heard, 11-11, I'm in heaven. It's kind of a joke. But it may have come from the fact that the Veterans Day started as Armistice Day when World War I ended in 1919 at 11 o'clock on the 11th day of the 11th month. And that is why we celebrate this. And this Battle of Kings Mountain movie, I pray that it gets made. Okay, I just wanted to share something with you. Apparently, according to sources, American liberals across the country are struggling this week trying to remember what they were so mad about last week. Liberals are expressing doubt and confusion, admitting they knew they were mad about something last week. They can't remember what it was. One of them said, honestly, we're just mad all the time, said Dina Baisley of Berkeley, California. So I can't remember. Was it taxes? Maybe it was taxes. I know. I was mad about something. I remember that. Oh, Election Day. That's probably what it was. Well, they are mad today because they just lost a huge fight in the shutdown, the longest shutdown in history. And one of the great ironies of this whole thing to me is, oh, it's all about the working people. We're out there for the working American. Are those the same people you've been kicking dirt in their face here for the last 40 days? But good news, Congress is now trying to remind their Democratic colleagues that after this government shutdown, they will have a whole new reason to be upset. So that's good. They can start the week with something new to kvetch about. And one of the things they can kvetch about is Chuck Schumer, who looks like he is about close to being toast, which would be good to get rid of old Chucky. And now we are headed into an opportunity to get some maybe new, completely new budgets done. These continuing resolutions that have been going on and on and on, which is basically just let's just continue spending money as it's allocated. And we're not going to make any changes. I think that we may be on the threshold once we get to January. Keep in mind, yes, the government's going to open, but this is opening only as well, of course, Congress probably tomorrow will vote on it and they're expected to pass it there. But when we get into January, this whole thing's going to start over. And that's when the voting starts on actual individual spending. And there are all kinds of things that can be cut out of the budget. So not only did the Democrats lose in the, quote, leverage they were using to create this shutdown, not only did they make fools of themselves, but they lost all of their bargaining position. So when we get to January, and we have to go back into this and talk about how are we going to allocate taxpayer dollars, what really matters, what's important, particularly as we're heading toward $38 trillion, with a T, dollars in debt. Yeah, that is a conversation worth having. And we have momentum. It's just like in a fight. You know, you'll see a boxer on the ropes. He's getting pounded and everything. Muhammad Ali, we saw this. And you think he's going to lose. And then all of a sudden, he starts coming off the ropes. And before you know it, he's knocked the guy down. I think that's kind of where we as conservatives ought to see ourselves. We got some momentum working here, baby. And it's time to keep throwing punches. And we'll do it. And we'll keep doing it on the other side of this. I'm Tony Dale, sitting in for the amazing Tara Servais. Stick around.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.